Sungani, no one is ready to get a Zimbwa. Hey, hey, Sungani. Sungana mama mwamba. Chikanga bai boka mbakuti trene chao dakari wangono. Kwa kakula, sasa chokamo. Dakari kakangone mwamukare kerera. Ata akari mwana za chinga.
3 hours. And antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon Radio News. Kumbon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:50, Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna kulala.
The headline on Kumbon Radio.
Bus driver killed in the early morning crash on Lusaka Kafua Road. Councillor decries a dilapidated estate of Chosun Zono Hospital. In Africa news, Nigerian officers are to face a trial over coup plot allegations. With the news in detail, my name is Blessa Chua. One person has died in a road traffic accident that occurred around 04 hours on Tuesday along the Lusaka Kafue Road near Apex Filling Station in the Mapepe area of Chilanga District. The accident involved a Scania Marco Polo public service bus belonging to Jonda Bus Company and a Dongfeng truck and trailer. Police Public Relations Officer Godfrey Chilavi says preliminary investigations indicate that the bus was heading towards Kafue when the truck which was adjoining the main road failed to give way, resulting in a collision. Mr. Chilavi says the bus driver, identified as Brian Banda, aged 44, sustained multiple injuries and was pronounced dead upon arrival at the hospital. He added that all 16 passengers on board the bus escaped without injuries. The collision caused extensive damage to both vehicles. The body of the deceased has been deposited at the University Teaching Hospital mortuary. Meanwhile, the truck driver, who initially fled the scene, later handed himself to Chilanga Police Station and is currently in custody awaiting formal charges.
The accident involved the Scania Marco Polo public service bus, registration number AJF 4615 ZM, belonging to Jonda Bus Company, which was driven by Brian Banda, age 44 of Garden Chilulu compound in Lusaka and a Dongfeng truck and trailer registration number BLC5152ZM driven by Joseph Mwenda, age 34 of Mamba district. Preliminary investigations indicate that the bus was heading towards Kafue when the truck, which was joining the main road, failed to give way, resulting in a collision. The bus driver sustained multiple injuries and was pronounced dead upon arrival at the hospital. All 16 passengers who were on board the bus escaped without injuries.
Chakungula Ward 37 Councillor Njomona Chimuka has expressed concern over the dilapidated state of Choston Zonal Hospital in Lusaka's Munali constituency. Mr. Chimuka told Kombon Ready News that the hospital urgently needs a renovation as outdated structures are affecting patient care and staff welfare. He said the facility lacks a proper patient observation areas, adequate office space and resting rooms for doctors, while the X-ray department remains non-functional due to a leaking roof. He also raised concern over poor infection prevention, manual laundry operations, and the need for an additional ambulance for maternal and emergency cases. Mr. Chimuka has called on the Munali Member of Parliament and relevant ministers to tour the facility and take urgent action. Former street child Stanley Musonda, who spent 8 years living on the streets, has appealed to young people to embrace change and leave street life behind. Musonda said life on the streets is full of suffering and challenges, and aged youths to take advantage of opportunities are offered by non-governmental organizations through education and entrepreneurship skills. He explained that he was removed from the streets through a street outreach program by the Fountain of Hope, which later enrolled him in school. Musanda said that peer influence is one of the major reasons that young people end up on the streets, adding that change begins with a personal decision. Meanwhile, Lusaka District Commissioner Rosa Zulu says government remains concerned about young people living on the streets. She said that President Haga and Hichilema introduced the free education policy to ensure all children return to school. Ms. Zulu has, however, expressed concern over parents allowing children to beg on the streets and urged them to encourage their children to go back to school and benefit from the free education.
Not to happen, government. This is the reason why the president has made sure that he takes back the children to school. And most of the children, as soon as they are running, their parents, where are they to control their children? I know that children are difficult, but at the moment, the president has given free education. We have to utilize it. But unfortunately, we have seen even parents, they are even happy that their children should go in the streets to beg, which is not a good thing. So what I can only say is that all the children who do not go to school should just start going to school. Parents encourage their children to go back to school.
The Zambia Red Cross Society has called for a change in mindset among our stakeholders to strengthen efforts in combating climate change through massive tree planting. Kipirimponshi Zambia Red Cross branch president Harry Kapia says the vulnerable groups are among the hardest hit by climate change and has appealed for a collective approach to address the challenge. Mr. Kapia says that the tree planting exercise launched at Kipirimponshi Day Secondary School aims to plant over 1,500 trees across local schools to promote environmental protection and climate resilience.
But we realized that these offices that we are helping